Sir Arthur, what have you chosen as your gift this evening?
I've chosen three French hens.
Three French hens? Why is that?
Well, I chose three French hens because three is about the ideal number. Certainly don't want to have more than that. And a single French hen on its own tends to be rather self-centered, a huge ego.
What about two French hens?
Well, they'd be twice as self-centered. You don't want that.
And why French hens?
I chose French hens because they're rather more sophisticated than the English hen, La Poule Anglaise, which is a rather dull creature. As Winston Churchill said, if the hen should ever leave the Tower of London, it really wouldn't matter very much.
You certainly seem to know your hens, Sir Arthur.
Oh, yes, I do. I spent a great deal of time with hens in the 70s working for the EHC.
The European Hen Commission.
That's right, yes, in Brussels. It was our task to arrive at the single European hen, a hen combining all the good features of the individual national hens. The Italian hen, for example, has a lot to contribute.
What in particular?
The Italian hen, its swagger, its braggadocio. One wants to keep that strain of the Italian hen in the single European hen, but one can do without the exuberance, the unpleasant strutting, and dare one say it, the cowardice.
Cowardice?
Yes, if a hen is unwilling to get into the oven, then how on earth are we going to eat it? The SEH is one which is self-defeathering, one that comes without a great song and dance, molts neatly into the nearest bowl, and jumps into the microwave.
With a swagger?
No, no, no. We don't want it swagger again, for heaven's sake. Nor do we want it entering so meekly, so despondently, that we feel sorry for it.
What are your main memories of Brussels during the 1970s?
Well, there's a lot of hard work involved, of course. Committee meetings, endless committee meetings. For example, it took 7 years of committee meetings before they could agree on a venue for the committee meetings. The only thing we all agreed on was it shouldn't be Brussels. So naturally, Brussels became the compromise choice.
Did you like Brussels?
My attitude was very much when in Brussels, do as the Belgians do, leave as soon as possible. Brussels can be a lonely place if you're completely on your own.
Does Brussels have much nightlife?
The nightlife in Brussels is very similar to the day life, but a bit darker and nothing's open. A sort of less hectic Luton.
A little dull.
Yes, but there is another side to Brussels. And if you get to know the right people, you can get to see the pulsating underbelly of the city. Seedy bars, garish strip joints, sumptuous brothels, and, of course, the National Railway Museum.
Very much Graham Greene territory.
Very much, yes. A twilight world of drugs, prostitution, to which I was introduced by a Norwegian seed tycoon.
Were you tempted by these secret delights?
Not really. I'm a straightforward geranium man myself, and, of course, a few busy lizzies scattered here and there.
No, I mean the Belgian underbelly, the teeming nightlife.
Oh, naturally, as a single man in a foreign country, I was subject to the normal temptations. And I'm ashamed to say that on two occasions, weakened. Those chocolates are irresistible. But most of all, I suppose I missed female companionship.
Did you find it?
Yes. Yes, I met the love of my life in Brussels. It's a Tuesday evening. Committee had just broken up in disarray. The French had walked out and the Germans had walked in, which, as you know, is a pretty fateful combination. And I was at a loose end, and it was after 9 o'clock, so there weren't any taxis, and I decided to walk home through the Swiss Quarter.
The Swiss Quarter?
Yes, not a safe place for the casual visitor after dark. But I was feeling rather restless, and as I was passing by the notorious Toblerone complex, I saw a girl huddled in the doorway. She seemed to be sobbing, and there was something about this frail little creature that drew me to her.
And this was to be the love of your life?
She was to become that as time went by. Her name was Rochelle. She'd come to Brussels in search of the bright lights. A simple farm girl from Ghent. A girl who felt trapped by the sheep and the chickens and wanted to find herself. And in so doing, she found me. I just took her by the hand and led her wordlessly to my hotel.
Love at first sight.
Yes. When we got to the room, I could see that she was a little overawed by the surroundings. I expect it was the first time she'd seen furniture. So to put her at her ease, I bawled out some Nesquik and started to tell her a little about myself. I brought her up to date about all the latest fracas with the Dutch and the infighting between the Spanish farmers and the Finns, and I was just explaining the ramifications of the community potato policy. I saw that her cup was empty. I went to the kitchenette and prepared another Nesquik, and when I returned, she was gone.
So you never saw her again?
Not as such.
Thank you, Sir Arthur. A very moving story.
Yes. Rochelle. Or was it Michelle? No, Rochelle, that's the chap. Brussels, Brussels, Brussels. Oh, what's past is past. And what's to come with a bit of luck won't happen.
Calling Birds are the next piece of life to fall into place tomorrow night at 9:45.